My name is Stereo Mike.
Ring a ding a ding and I want those three grand band tickets, man. What do you think? Todd!
It's alive!
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-wall fool, Julie Newmar, here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We did nothing, absolutely nothing that day. And I say, what the hell am I doing drinking in LA at 26? I got the fever for the flavor, the payback for the labor. Still I need a fix.
And the girls on the bus kept on laughing at us as we rode around town down to Venice again. Firing out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kinda groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right!
But we did nothing, absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind.
Some men there wanted to hurt us. Another man said we weren't worth the fuss. You could see them all bitching by the bar about the fine line between the rich and the poor. And Mike turned to me and said, what you think we got done, son? We found a conclusion.
I was driving to work the other day and that song came on the radio, and as I was singing along I realized when it was first released and I used to blast it from my bedroom, I didn't yet have a license. And that song, of course, being Drinking in LA from Montreal band Brand Van 3000, and if you listened to the radio at all in the mid-90s, that song was in heavy rotation on Canadian stations. Hi, this is Allison, and thanks for tuning in to episode 5 of This Is Not a Podcast. As per usual, going to play some new and some old, but mostly older songs today. I've been a bit discouraged with new music lately, looking at you, Andrew Bird, and the Shins. However, going to hold my breath and hope that the new Jack White can wash some of the taste away. His latest single off of Blunderbuss is 16 Saltines, and I'm really digging it. Take a listen.
I'm
Hallelujah, when my boy walks down the street, life just kinda dances.
Scottish band The Twilight Sad, one of the things I like most about them is that their music feels timeless. When I first heard them, I thought I was listening to something from the 80s, and they've only really been a band for a few years. They just released their third album, No One Can Ever Know, and the song I played was the second single off of that release, Another Bed. And I think we'll be seeing a lot of that album come the end of the year when we're doing best of lists. And before The Twilight Sad, an equally distinct voice, that was Stephen from The Magnetic Fields with When My Boy Walks Down the Street. That was the first song I ever heard from them, and I am seeing them in concert for the first time on Sunday, so I've been playing a lot of their back catalog this week. Going to start off this third set now with The Go-Betweens. Here is Love Goes On.
There's a cat in my alleyway, dreaming of birds that are blue. Sometimes go when I'm lonely, this is how I think about you. There are times that I want you so much I could bust. I know a thing about lovers, lovers lie down in trust. Love goes on anyway. All got their problems, they got things they can't name. And I know a thing about lovers, lovers don't feel any shame. Late at night when the light's down low, the candle burns to the end. I know a thing about darkness, darkness ain't my friend. Love goes on anyway. I'm gonna make you happy, I'm gonna spin you around, I'm gonna cut your string. I put my foot flat down on the floor, I took it down there to Sheridan Street by the dark wood. Late at night when I want you, I lock you in my room. Cause I know a thing about darkness, I know a thing about lovers, I know a thing about lovers, lovers want the moon. Love goes on anyway. Love goes on.
box full of letters, thinking might like to read. Some things that you might like to see, but they're all addressed to me. I wish I had a lot of answers, 'cause that's the way it should be. All these questions be directed at me. I just can't find the time to write my mind the way I want it to read. You'll come back again. And I'll still be your friend. Got a lot of your records in a separate stack. Some things that I might like to hear, but I guess I'll give them back. I wish I had a lot of answers, 'cause that's the way it should be. For all these questions being directed at me. Just can't find the time to write my mind the way I want it to read. You'll come back again. And I'll still be your friend.
Wilco with Box Full of Letters off their first album, AM. My favorite line in that song is, "I just can't find the time to write my mind the way I wanted to read." So true. Their last album, which was released last year, The Whole Love, was one of my favorites of 2011. And if you haven't listened yet, you really should. It's definitely an album with more than one good song, which is becoming a rarity these days. And anyways, before Wilco was Liverpool band The Lightning Seeds with Pure off their 1990 release Cloud Cuckoo Land. I believe that they are still making music, but I don't think they've released anything for a few years. Up next is the Helio Sequence. Here is Lately.
Thank you.
was Seattle band Detective Agency with Daggers off their self-titled EP. They remind me a bit of Magneta Lane. Be curious to see what a full-length album sounds like. Before Detective Agency was Vancouver band Young Galaxy with We Have Everything, and they have the most amusing music videos. They're mainly animation-based, but think the oatmeal graphics and you'll kind of have an idea of what I'm talking about. And it also reminds me of this app I just downloaded called Draw Something, which is essentially Pictionary on your phone, mixed with Scrabble, and you can play with friends. It's humorous and humbling at the same time, and if you have that app, you can find me under StickPeople23, which is fitting because they are my specialty. I'm going to wrap things up today with some more comedy, another one from Patton Oswalt. I've been thinking of Sky Cake a lot this week as I've been reading the news. Thanks for listening, and hope your day has some hand claps.
And I'm an atheist, and I love religion. I really do. And I don't love religion in a snarky, mean-spirited way. I unabashedly, sincerely love that we have religion. Because if we didn't, we wouldn't be here right now, being all postmodern and ironic. There'd be no civilization. If no one invented religion, we'd be fucked right now. Because at the dawn of man, civilization was the biggest and the strongest. And that's as far as we're going to go. It was whoever was the biggest, fucked, killed, ate anything they wanted. That was it. Civilization was a huge psychopath with a club going, I'm going to have rape for dinner. That was it. That's as far as we were going to go. And then one of my ancestors, some weakling, said, look, there's no way I can beat that guy. But what if I trick him into thinking that if he doesn't kill and rape people while he's down here, when he dies, there's a magic city in the clouds, and he can go up and have all the cake he wants. Now, that's not a very well-formed plan, but he went and told the big psycho, and the psycho heard that and said, yeah, I like cake. Boom! There you go. That was the beginning of civilization. Now we can work on fire and writing and agriculture. That's religion. It's the old sky cake dodge. It worked. And by the way, things were great for a while. But then what was happening was that shit was going on all over the planet. They would just use different desserts. They would tell them about sky cookies or sky pie or sky baklava. So as each of these civilizations grew, they'd build ships, they'd go visit each other, and the one guy would walk off the boat and go, hey, did you hear the good news about the sky baklava? And the first guy went, it's cake, motherfucker, you're dead! And then, oh my God, there were the dessert wars. It was a nightmare. They were just killing people. It got so bad that every now and then, some dude would show up and go, hey, I got good news. There's cake and pie and cookies for everyone. We can all share. And people said, nail him to a fucking cross. It is only cake. Oh, my God. The only way sky cake tastes good is if the sky pie and sky baklava people watch me eating the sky cake and they don't have sky baklava and sky cookies. I did not spend my life not raping and killing people to not have sky cake when I die. Sky cake! So the next time that you see some douchebags in front of an abortion clinic or trying to ban a Harry Potter novel, just shake your head and go, oh, sky cake. Why are you so delicious?